sorry guys, I don't really know how to start a podcast, but I hope you guys don't mind. The way I started is fucked up. It's fucked up. But anyways, welcome back to another podcast with your boy Rico. I hope you guys are doing fine. Right now it's 1:40 a.m. in China, and goddamn, I feel sleepy as fuck. But anyways, I promise you guys I'm gonna do a podcast about closure. And here it is, I'm doing right now. So we are going to talk about emotional closure and the four ways to get closure on your own self, right? So before we start everything, we need to ask ourselves what means by emotional closure. So emotional closure means finality. What I mean by this is letting go of what once was. That is, finding closure implies a complete acceptance of what has happened and an honoring of the transition away from what's finished to something new, right? So, closure, everyone has gone through closure, to be honest. Like, there are some people who admit, like, this closure doesn't exist anyways. But for me, I think closure really, really exists. And if you have loved ones, or if, like, you have felt something for someone, and then maybe you guys were in, like, a relationship or something, not really a relationship but a situationship, then that means when you let go of each other there must be closure, unless you're just trying to fuck around, of which most of you can attest to that. But anyway, I'm gonna talk about the four ways to get closure on your own. So there are things that you can do to help yourself get the closure you need. It takes time and patience, all right? It really takes time and patience, but you can do it. So here are the four ways you can get emotional closure for yourself. One, you need to realize that not everyone has the willingness to take responsibility for themselves. So often the conversation you can imagine having is just that, you understand? It's in your imagination or your fantasy. The other person doesn't have the capacity to have an objective conversation with you. The other person doesn't want to sit down and really relate with you from the point that you're coming from. And of course, it's not your right for you to explain it to them and for them to relate the way you are feeling, you understand? So, and then they weren't ever capable of doing that in the first place, so you misjudged. You thought you could fix them, but whoops, no, you couldn't. So they don't know how to take the responsibility for themselves. They want to blame you and live in that blame. Maybe there's a narcissist and can't fathom their own capability, but there's simply no way they're going to sit down with you and rationally and reasonably talk about the issues that ate away at your relationship. People go through this shit a lot, man. I can tell you, and I've gone through it, and you also have gone through it. People just want to get in a relationship and end it as fast as they can when they notice something is really wrong, but they fucking won't tell you what fucking happened. That's the thing that fucks you up, you understand? If you're having a relationship with someone, it's a serious relationship. Fuck, if you're gonna end that shit, man, you just gotta be straight with the person. Just tell them, hey, Rico, manze, me have been doing this with this dude, manze. You, maybe your dick game is not good. You, maybe your hair don't like. Just fucking just tell somebody why you're doing this, so that mtu akaya kijua, like, by the way, I think she's right. Maybe I'm not the perfect guy that maybe she wanted to be, but anyway, you're only in control of half of that discussion, you understand? You can't force it to happen. It won't work. Maybe you have to grieve to this. So anyways, for those guys or for those ladies who don't really have a conversation with your ex guy about what really happened, then that's fucked up. Umesikia? Nikikupata na kupiga kofi. I'm really joking. So let me go to the second point, which is quit trying so hard, manze, and give it time. What I mean by this is, if somebody is blaming and even vicious towards you, your attempts at fixing it by trying to change their mind is probably the only way you're fueling the flame. Your own anxiety will stay ramped up, trust me. Give it time, give it space. Maybe slowly with time things are likely to cool off, you understand? Maybe you'll get the closure, maybe you won't. You can live with both. Yeah, stop, quit trying hard. Like, what's a kusumbua this person, like, just to explain to you what the fuck alifanya hivo? No, we don't do that here, manze. We don't do that. You look stupid. Utaka mzinga, manze. Utaka fala. Stupid. I mean stupid. Trying to explain to people, like, why you did this. ati afu unajaribu so hard, like you with your own the neko kwa DM zao unawapigia una, that's bullshit manze. To be honest with you, the way I'm saying it's bullshit, I've been that bullshit guy of trying to know what, like I'm demanding too much of an explanation to the to the other person, of which I think it made me look dumb and stupid and that thing, but they really hurt manze. So from what I learned from that, like you should stop going hard, acting hard, or just give it time, manze. Just take your time. I mean, kuwacha, just take your time, just keep yourself in your own lane, you know. Just at least learn the person mwone vile ako, is he behaving this because, or is she behaving this because alikuwa na mimi, or what might I like have done or something. Just give it time and then you'll get your own answers at the end. At that point is maintain your own integrity. This is the main point that I'm going to talk about. Maintain your own integrity, manze. Don't lower yourself, manze. Kuna wa super wengi uko inza, manze, like you understand. There are a lot of cute guys, handsome guys, whatever you want to call it. No homo. But anyways, yeah, you gotta like, yeah, keep your own, maintain your integrity. Because this lack of closure is especially hard if the two of you are having children together, by the way. If they have an agenda, agenda to disparage you in front of their kids or maintain a blaming stance, you can worry how your kids will handle that, you know. If it's an old friendship that has maybe deteriorated, it can feel awkward to maintain the honor. The other shared friendship, you understand? If the family you may have to like explain that you don't have a relationship anymore with a family member and set a boundary about discussing it, then you're fine. You can grow to trust that who you are will shine through. Be mindful of your own integrity and don't be controlled by what other people are doing or saying. You know, guide your own life in a way that reflects your values. Your children will learn, your friends will take sides or they won't, you know. If your biological family is not available, you can create your own family, manze, full of people. You can choose to have who to have in your life, understand? You don't need a church, you need a family, let me tell you. To be honest with you, you don't need a church, you need a family. You don't need friends, you need people to call a family. So, this mentality of, bishdangu aliniacha, sikuweza hata nisalimiage, fuck that shit. You need to have a fucking friend who you're going to call a family. Manze, when you look at that guy, unamwambia, hey, manze, you're not my bro. Hey, manze, you're my family. Manze, I can do anything for you, you know? A person you can, like, relatably talk to and, like, view, like, some of the values, you know? Anything like that. So, number four, I think we're in the fourth point. I don't miss a house. So, in the fourth point, make sure you're moving through your own feelings. It's hard enough when relationships and that you valued or worked hard on is tough, you understand? Add a lack of closure to that picture and it can cause a more complicated grief. As in all grief, try to notice whether or not you're moving through all the emotions of loss, denial, anger, fear, sadness. But take time to grieve. It's when you get stuck in one stage of grief that your feelings can become completely overwhelming and entrenched. You can give yourself closure, by the way. You can accept it's never going to happen within the past relationships. And you can move on. Whatever the shame or anger or disappointment you feel, you can let go. You can hear more about mental health and many topics by listening to... This is a podcast by... who is this called? Dr. Margaret Rutherford. She has a really good definition of anger, denial, and everything to do with closure, of which I listened to before we did this podcast, so that I could really understand what the fuck is this shit. And yeah, those four points are really, really, really important, you know, because manze, like, closure is a really big word, you know, in ending something. So What else did I want to talk about? I'm trying to think. I think that's the only thing I wanted to talk about. But anyways, I hope you guys like enjoyed the podcast. I hope you take into consideration that you listen to what I said. If you're going through this, have emotional closure by yourself. Don't let anyone come into fucked up position whereby you start thinking about, oh, give yourself time, patience. Don't try so much to ask. Let bygones be bygones, manze. And yeah, just do how you do, you, man. At the end, no one cares, you know. It's only your family cares, by the way. No one cares. So yeah, do what you love doing, and keep on doing good, yo. Anyway, life is short, and yeah. So I love you all, and please share this podcast to your friends. Maybe you feel they're going through this point of maybe closure or depression or any shit like that. And yeah, I'ma hit you back. It was your boy Rico with the podcast. Fuck, I forgot to say that shit. It's your boy Rico. Bye. Love you. Peace.